This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Without the crowds, the fanfare and balloons, a virtual Democratic convention opened online Monday after the coronavirus pandemic forced the party to overhaul the convention, largely eliminating the in-person gathering plan for Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and turning it into four nights of two-hour primetime packages of virtual speeches and events. Without the cheering crowds of a typical convention, organizers face a challenge in trying to build enthusiasm among supporters in the presumptive presidential nominee, former Vice President Joe Biden. President Donald Trump will be formally nominated for his second term in next week's Republican National Convention, which also has been scaled back due to coronavirus concerns. U.S. President Donald Trump said Monday he wants to speed up U.S. mail delivery, even as opposition Democrats are planning to vote this week to curb changes at the Postal Service. The Democrats say the changes would inhibit the processing of an expected sharp increase in mailed-in ballots in November's national presidential election. Mr. Trump told reporters Monday that he has encouraged officials to speed up the mail, not slow it down. He made the remarks outside the White House before leaving for campaign appearances in the Midwestern states of Minnesota and Wisconsin. He said last week he opposes $28 billion in new funding for the postal agency, part of it to pay for the collection and processing of an expected onslaught of millions of mailed-in ballots from voters too afraid to go to polling places during the pandemic. Nearly 773,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, with more than 170,000 of the deaths in the United States, more than 108,000 in Brazil. Mexico comes in third with about half of Brazil's figures. The number of infections is more than 21.8 million globally, with about a quarter of the infections in the U.S. and a quarter with Brazil and India combined. This is VOA News.